Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. Proverbs 21, verse 1 says, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches." You're about to meet an amazing leader with a good name. He is my friend, Micah Andrews, who is also the CEO of the Foundry Ministries, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to restore hope and rebuild the lives of addicts through Christ-centered recovery and rescue programs. As CEO, Micah provides leadership for 130 employees and over 400 residents in two locations. He also supports the staff development and financial stability and sets the vision and direction for the organization. Micah came to the Foundry Ministries in 2008 as the outreach and volunteer coordinator. Then he worked hands-on for the past years with addicts as a program director, and he became CEO in 2015. Micah says his role now is to keep our ministry laser focused on what the Lord has called us to do, which is restore hope and rebuild lives. Micah also has a good name in the community, where he serves on multiple community boards of directors, and he has been named the Who's Who in Nonprofits in the Birmingham Business Journal for the past 4 years. Micah is a good man to know, and I know you'll enjoy his stories today. Well, hello, Micah. Man, it's been a long time since I've seen you, and it's so good to see you. How are you today?
Mike, great to see you as well, man.
I tell you what, it's a good day. So, you know, I always start my conversations with everybody about what we're most thankful for. So you can share with me something that's on your mind about what you're thankful for today.
Yeah. I've been at the Foundry for about 14 years and was in youth ministry about 12 years prior to that. And to kind of set that up, you know, sometimes working in a church ministry setting, I didn't always get to see the fruit of my efforts. But here at the Foundry, even as recently as Friday of this past week, just thrilled for the fact and happy for the fact that I get to do something that has a real impact and real meaning in someone's life, being able to offer them hope when they come to us broken, when life is falling apart. We kind of get to sit down and have some of those one-on-one conversations. I'm just grateful that I get to be at a place in my life where I get to help somebody on a very regular basis.
Yeah. And you said some things happened, particularly recently, that were on your mind.
Yeah. So just this past week, we lost several of the men that were in our recovery program to some relapse. And, you know, when you come into an organization like the Foundry with the idea of our hope is that none should perish, you'd like to shoot at 100%, but in the world of recovery and addiction, that's just really, really tough. And so we had some men that made some poor decisions. Thankfully, we're in a somewhat safe environment here with us when they made those decisions. And, you know, being able to sit down and talk with those guys and say, look, this bad decision doesn't have to be the end for you. There is a next right step for you. And let me help you make that next right step and get them into another level of recovery. And so, you know, I'm just really thankful that I get to be able to do that.
Sure. It's a blessing. And the Foundry is an amazing place. Having the chance to work with you guys has been such an honor for me. But let's move on to your small-time leader. Who's that person in your life who did a small thing that made a big difference for you?
A dear friend of mine and also a mentor, Bill Hines, had served here at the Foundry for as executive director for about 20 years. When he and I kind of made what would ultimately be a transition of leadership between him and myself. And, you know, I started out here at the Foundry really in a what was called a volunteer coordinator position. It was an entry-level position. It was a brand new position. I'll never forget during my interview, Bill looked at me and said, I'm not even real sure we need this position here at the Foundry, but I trust those that are hiring you. And I spent probably about 2 years in that role before moving in to a different role, working really with our program participants in substance abuse recovery. And then Bill and I just became friends over those years, really mentored me, took me under his wing, and kind of taught me a lot about ministry and about serving people.
Yeah. You told me about in Birmingham, we had that terrible tornadoes in 2011. You told me about an event that happened then to you, you and Bill.
Yeah. So I started in 2008 here at the Foundry. In 2011, the tornadoes that really just, you know, ravaged central Alabama, that was kind of after the storm settled, so to speak. A lot of people around the country started donating everything from food, clothing, just everything to Birmingham. The Foundry actually became one of those kind of those holding centers. We had some big warehouse space and we were just receiving donations by the truckload that we were distributing back out. But then there kind of came a time where there was not a need, but we were still getting donations. And I found myself one particular day, really kind of an all hands on deck season around here. And I was in a warehouse down on my knees. I think I was there by myself that day, just sorting through donated baby food jars, just trying to see who we could kind of help with these items. And I'll never forget it. Bill walked in that warehouse and just kind of stood there. I didn't realize he was there for the first couple of minutes, I guess. I looked up and I saw him standing there with this look on his face. And Mike, I didn't think that much about it. I was just kind of doing my deal and just trying to make sure, you know, it had to be situated and I was trying to situate it. And so I looked up and saw Bill standing there. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, Bill came to me and said, "Hey, I want to talk to you about something I saw." And again, having no idea what he was referring to, he said, "You know, I'm getting on up in age, and I think it's about time for me to start looking for my successor." And he said, "And I watched you sorting baby food, being a director of a recovery program," and said, "I think you're the right fit because you have the heart, you have the right attitude, you know, you're a servant. And that's what I think this position in this organization requires." And I'll never forget it. It changed my heart, changed my mind. It was really the first time that I thought that I had the potential to serve at that particular level.
Wow. So that kind of kicked off the succession idea. And how did all that work with you and Bill?
Yeah, you know, it was great. I say it was great. We kind of really were number one and number two for about 18 months, where we kind of started walking through a succession plan. You know, him being the executive director for almost 20 years, I just told him, I said, "I don't want to be the number two guy that comes in and becomes roadkill because of your leadership." Everybody was loyal to him. And so, you know, if you ask Bill what kind of leader he is, he'll play it down and tell you that he's not a strong leader. But I watched him over those 18 months really lead and lead me well. We moved offices where I was right next door to him. And on numerous occasions, more than I wanted it to be, I could hear him say, "Well, go ask Micah," when someone would come for, you know, direction, vision, advice. And I realized that he wasn't just putting off his responsibilities on me, but he was teaching me, really teaching me and giving me an opportunity to learn leadership of an organization our size, really with the safety net of him being right there with me. Yeah. And so he really taught me well a lot of different things. But one of the things I'll never forget, to this day, I still pray a prayer every single morning, "Lord, surround me with great people." And that was a prayer that Bill taught me that he had prayed for years. And being a faith-based organization like we are, you know, that's something I do consistently is pray over this organization. But even more so, very specifically, surround me with great people.
Yeah. And Bill sure did that. That's for sure. I remember him saying, too, about in the succession when he and I talked about, he didn't want to be the guy that stayed here 6 months too long. So
that's exactly right.
You didn't want to get the roadkill. He didn't want to be too. He was, such a wise man. Yeah. Thanks for sharing. We're all talking about succession now. Everybody's kind of dealing with that and how to figure it out. So thanks for sharing those two ideas. That's really helpful to everyone. Anything else from Bill, something he said or, you know, in your whole training and time with him, anything he did that still stands out in your mind, some event, something like that you can share with us?
Mike, there are multiple stories with Bill because he was from Kentucky via Ohio, transplanted to Alabama. One of the things that I think really stood out to me came from a funny experience that we shared together. We were out in Phoenix, Arizona, at a conference together, and there were about 10 or 12 of us from the foundry there together. I was designated as the van driver, and so we're in this 15-passenger van, and we had taken an extra day and gone up to the Grand Canyon. But I would say easily a very conservative group of folks that we were with. And then we go down to this gas station to fill up one evening, and I go in to pay for the gas. Bill walks in with me, and it's just the two of us. And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, let's go buy some lottery tickets." And I just looked at him like, "Are you serious? I mean, we work in a ministry. Can we do that?" And sure enough, Bill and I ended up with about 10 of those scratch-off tickets apiece. And we come back out to the van like little school kids, you know, like we had done something we didn't want to get caught doing. And it probably took us 4 or 5 miles before we came clean and told everybody what we did. And everybody got a big laugh. But, you know, the lesson I learned out of that is it's okay to be real, to be authentic, to be genuine, and to have fun. And, you know, Bill really taught me a lot of things about leading people, about putting others before yourself, but also to understand, you know, that it's okay to be you.
Micah, thanks so much for sharing some. And I know Bill too, and I'm so glad you chose him as one of the leaders, and not surprised that you shared those. But thanks for reminding us about, you know, the need to be a servant as a leader, and also about being real. Because, I mean, transparency is so important. It's so hard. You don't see it much, but certainly Bill modeled that for you. I appreciate you sharing that today with us, and we'll see you on Thursday. Thanks again.
All right, my pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.